What you sow, also you reap. What you put out comes back. In some spiritual beliefs, it's called karma. But from a physiological, scientific standpoint, we're talking about when you emit a frequency, that frequency comes back, which means the genie in your Aladdin's lamp that you have in front of you, the genie is your brain. The genie is you. That's why the course was, your wish is your command, not your wish is my command. You get to command whatever you want to have happen. Your genie is your brain. When you put out a frequency, the law of attraction says it must come back. The law of attraction is actually a senior law to the law of gravity. Now let me explain that briefly. Oops, let's go back to the four basics. Who should you listen to? The guru, the guy who wrote the book, your mother, your sister, your friend, your relative. How about Thomas Edison? How about Albert Einstein? How about the richest man in the world, Andrew Carnegie? Don't look at me, I'm just the messenger. Who do you listen to? What's your teachability index right now? What's your willingness to learn? For some of you, it went up because all of a sudden I could see you on your faces. It's like, oh, wow. And you're looking at not me, but you're looking at my colleagues and you're looking at this place and you're looking outside and you're thinking, it's real. This is not fantasy land. These are real people who really believe this, who really do this, and look at the results. Ah! Yeah. So some of you, your teachability, some of you at home don't have that luxury. Where's your teachability in this? What's your willingness to learn? Ah, and because I'm throwing out some unique concepts, what's your willingness to accept change? Remember changing some of your behaviors and patterns and things you do, but also changing the way you think. Changing the way you think. Interesting. So your brain puts out frequency, and law of attraction says by magnetic pull it has to bring that exact same frequency back. Which means, and here's the bottom line, what we're going to teach you is how to put out the frequency of what you want. That's the first key. How to put out the frequency of what you want and how to make that frequency strong enough and have a strong enough magnetic pull to bring in to your physical universe, your own existence, right before your eyes, that which you want. We're going to teach you how to use your transmitter and receiver and use the law of attraction to make what you want happen virtually instantly in some cases. Now, I mentioned that the law of attraction is senior to the law of gravity. And some of you said, wait a minute, I thought the law of gravity was a law. Yes, it's a physical law. But it's a physical law, but then there's a quantum physical law, which goes beyond it. You can have a physical law, but sometimes there is a senior law that is superior, that can take precedence. Some of you already put your hands on your hips, and teachability index just went down. Willingness to accept change went down. Okay. Well, let me help you anyway. Here's how to help. There is a law of gravity. I mentioned, whether you believe in it or not, it's true. You walk off the top of the building and go straight down. Law of gravity works, period. It's a law, period. Law of gravity is it, period. I don't care. There isn't a person I've ever seen or met that believes that it doesn't exist enough where they can float. So there is a law of gravity, and there's nothing around it. However, look up in the sky, and sometimes you see an airplane. or a bird? How does an airplane fly or a bird fly if there's a law of gravity? How do they defy the law of gravity? The answer is, there's a senior law to the law of gravity. It's called the law of lift. The law of lift takes precedence over and is senior to the law of gravity. So we have physical laws in this universe. And then we have senior laws to the physical. And the most senior is the law of attraction, which is based on whatever vibration you put out, whatever frequency that your brain puts out, it will attract. And it will defy any physical law. This is why the training balance scale is so important. When you understand that concept, the how am I going to get the money? It doesn't matter because you're using the law of attraction. The how doesn't matter. Because when you use your thoughts and the law of attraction, the how becomes irrelevant. Ah, and then what my friend who said, when your attitude's right, the facts don't count. Now it makes sense. Because the facts are almost always opinion, but the facts are physical facts which are superseded by the law of attraction fact. Just like the law of lift supersedes the law of gravity. The bottom line is this: you can have, be, or do anything you want by using your own powerful, most powerful, fastest transmitter and receiver of frequency and vibration and energy called your brain, and by the fact that the law of attraction exists in the universe, meaning whatever you transmit, whatever frequency you transmit, you automatically attract it into your physical existence. And that will break all physical laws, and that's why it looks like magic, or luck, or serendipity, or what a coincidence. Oh, you're the luckiest guy in the world. Who would believe that just happened? It's called, yeah, who would believe? How could that happen? Boy, that's a miracle. Yeah, miracle, luck, serendipity, coincidence, strange circumstances, phenomena beyond our understanding. It's all a senior law to the physical called law of attraction. And using our transmitter, the brain. We're going to do this when we come back. Just remember, you can have, be, or do anything you want. And during the break, focus and go back to the four basics and make sure you're all up on Teachability Index. For those listening to the CD, this is the end of the CD. And for those of you here, let's take a short break and we'll be back in a few minutes.